Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
This morning, one of the things that greatly jumps out in the gospel today is the phrase, "For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light." One of the things about celebrating St. Andrew Kim Taegon and his companions was when the church was really forming in Korea, there was really no opportunity for the church to form. There was no freedom of religion in that country at the time that it formed. But one of the things that happens around these the companions that were martyred, the priests and all of those during that time frame, were they found out at one point or another that there were about 4,000 Catholics living there that had been baptized by some other Japanese Christians at one point or another who had come into the country. And so all of that time, they'd never even met a priest before, but they had been baptized into the faith and never had the opportunity to really practice it to its full extent. And so it's kind of miraculous, though, that there's these 4,000 Christians that are actually there who had been baptized and converted by some of these soldiers at that time. And so the faith is underground for such a long period of time. But again, nothing can remain hidden. The truth of Christ can't remain hidden. Just like often, sometimes in the unrest and difficulty of our own times, sometimes we're like, "Well, what's the truth? I can't tell. Like, what, you know, what's the real truth there?" It's going to come to the surface. It always does, and so we just have to continue to be patient for it. But the most important things that comes to the surface is the truth of the gospel, the truth in Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing that always ends up rising to the surface. And there's just one brief thing after that I wanted to read to you today. And it's simply just a hymn that many of you know and have heard. And in fact, my father had told me that, I guess when your son is a priest, these are the kind of conversations that you have. But my father told me that he wants this hymn at his funeral. And I said, "Well, you know, God willing that I'm still alive to do your funeral," I said, "I will make sure that it happens." But this is just from the Office of Readings. This is the hymn for the Office of Readings this morning, which is Faith of Our Fathers. And I know many of us have heard it and sang it many a time, but I just wanted to recite the words today and just listen to those words. They're amazing words for the times that we're living in as well. Faith of our fathers, living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Our fathers chained in prisons dark were still in heart and conscience free, and blessed would be their children's fate if they like them could die for thee. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, faith and prayer, shall win all nations unto thee. And through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then indeed be free. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how, by kindly deeds and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. God bless you all.